Hello, you're listening to the Slow American English Podcast with Colleen. The goal of this podcast is to entertain you while boosting your English vocabulary. I will talk about a variety of topics, so sit back, relax, and thanks for listening. Hello, and happy Halloween. I wanted to do a Halloween episode for you guys. So I have been searching online for some scary stories to share. But every story I came across just felt silly or inappropriate. So I decided to share my own story. What I'm about to tell you is a true story. It really happened to me. I don't know if it's a ghost story, but it's something I have never been able to explain. And I will never forget. When I was 17 years old, my family moved from Minnesota to Port Lavaca, Texas. At the time, my older siblings had already moved out of the house. So, I was the oldest kid still at home. The house we moved into was older, but had been kept up nicely. It had hardwood floors, two levels, and an interesting layout. But there was no separate room for laundry. The washer and dryer were located in the kitchen. This was something new for me, as we had always had a separate laundry room. Anyway, the upstairs of this house contained four rooms. Immediately at the top of the stairs was my room. You had to walk through my room to get into a second room, which was filled with closets. Just off of this closet room was a bathroom and the room my two younger sisters shared. So the day this story takes place was a normal day. My mom was out of the house running errands and had my three youngest siblings with her. So it was only my sister Rachel and me at home. We always had house chores to do, and that day I was doing the laundry. So I was busy going back and forth between the kitchen, where the laundry was, and upstairs to the closet room to fold and put away the clean clothes. I had finished putting away the clean clothes, and so I headed back downstairs with my laundry basket full of more dirty clothes to wash. I was in a bit of a hurry because I wanted to be finished with this chore. When I entered the kitchen, I noticed my sister, Rachel, sitting at the small table in the kitchen. I didn't pay attention to what she was doing because I was focused on getting the wet clothes into the dryer and the new load of dirty clothes into the washer. I remember talking to her a little bit. I don't remember what we talked about, but it was just some sort of chit-chat. I wasn't looking at her while we were talking, though. I was focused on the laundry. When I had transferred all the clothes, I picked up my laundry basket and headed back upstairs to the closet room. I passed Rachel on my way out of the kitchen, still sitting at the table. When I got upstairs, I walked through my room to the closet room. I set down the laundry basket and then looked up at the door to my sister's room. I could see my sister Rachel sitting on her bed, listening to music with headphones on. I froze. I felt like I was going crazy. I said to her, "Hey, what are you doing up here?" I was trying to wrap my head around how she could be in her room when I just talked to her downstairs in the kitchen. She looked at me with a weird look on her face and said, "Nothing, just listening to music while I clean my room." All I could do was stare at her. I said, "Yeah, but I literally just talked to you in the kitchen. How did you get up here?" She looked even more confused than I felt. She said, "I wasn't in the kitchen. I've been in my room since Mom left." I was in complete shock and ran back downstairs to the kitchen, which was empty. There was absolutely no way my sister could have somehow gotten upstairs before me. There was only one way to get upstairs, and when I came upstairs, she had still been in the kitchen. I've never been able to explain what happened that day. If my sister was upstairs in her room, who was I talking to in the kitchen? I told my mom this story when she got home, but I don't think she believed me. I think she thought I was confused or something, but I know what I saw and I can't explain it. So, was it a ghost? Was I imagining the entire thing? I guess I'll never know, but it's been more than 20 years and I've never had an experience like that again. And I hope I never do. I'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Colleen. If you would like to give any feedback regarding the episode you just heard, or any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. You can contact me at slowamericanenglish@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at slowamericanenglish. If you enjoy what you hear, please subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks so much for listening.